It's time to learn more about what's happening in our communities with Community Matters on Katy Country 94. Community Matters is brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.
You are listening to Waterside Wake Up on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. It is time for Community Matters, and Jason Raby is in here today. And the weather, well, we think it's starting to turn anyway. It gives us a reminder that it can still be a little bit of winter every once in a while. But, yeah, the weather's starting to turn just a little bit, so that's going to bring on some new projects, yeah. I'm sure, for the spring and summer.
Yeah, I always call it construction season here, and of course, especially moving to Kansas, you find out that season's a little longer, you know, so you kind of can go through November, December if it gets real nice, and there may be a few months off, and now they're back at it. So, you know, it's a bunch of stuff kind of all hits at the same time, and kind of going through the list here, you know, we got a federal FAA grant from the FAA to rehab some more of the airport. And, you know, the airport's kind of sometimes can be out of sight or out of mind, but there is a lot of activity out there. It's a good economic impact tool for us. We have a study for it. I couldn't read you numbers off the top of my head, but if you're ever interested in what it does for our community, it's a big deal, and for our area, you know, from hunting to companies flying in here. There's a lot of people. You drive out there, you'd be surprised once in a while, not once in a while, but especially in the busier seasons, you know, how many high dollar jets are sitting out there. So it's kind of interesting. I got some pretty cool pictures of some different, it's kind of a whole different economic status than what we're maybe used to. But so they use it, you know, obviously it's a big tool for the hospital and for the ag spraying and just for general recreation and just private aviation.
Just because we don't have the big passenger planes coming in doesn't mean it's not a useful
thing. It's not, right? So there's always an impact there. So yeah, we want to keep it invested in that. The current runway as it sits was put in the early 90s, like 90, 91. We did a big extension project, about 5 or 6 years ago. So what we're doing, this grant is they're basically saw cutting all the joints again and cleaning those out, resealing them, fixing any spalled concrete. You know, they want to make sure that's rehabbed well, and then also joint sealing some of the tarmac. So that's a really good grant. It's kind of one of those deals where we need to do that kind of maintenance, but you know, it's a 90-10 grant. So if it's a $400,000 project, it costs us $40,000 instead of $440,000. I think that's a win for our community. So that's what's going on out there, in case you see a lot of cutting and sawing and dust and things like that. So they're trying to go as quickly as they can, obviously, because when they're doing it, the airport has to be mostly shut down. So as we talked before, it's a vehicle for some different services, so we want to get that open right back up. They're also hitting hard and heavy on our sidewalk project through kind of that main business corridor. It's going to be a short-term impact, but I think a long-term gain for everybody that walks through there. You know, we do have a lot of pedestrian traffic that does their shopping and has to, you know, either do it on foot or enjoys to. Obviously the school kids, it's kind of one of those that, you know, it's under the moniker of schools, but it's for everyone, right? You know, and it's a good thing to have. And I think it's going to, when it's all done and we're all used to it, I think it's going to be a nice addition and really make things look nice through there as it has already on the west end of it. And then we're also kind of kicking off our first drainage project that we've been working on for several years, and that's really on the west side of town. You know, we kind of have some different drainage challenges throughout the community, so kind of commissioned a drainage study several years ago, and so this is kind of the first one. You know, it takes a lot to line them all up and work with everybody to get it done, so that'll be some activity on the west end of town, and that'll be a nice addition. In addition to that, kind of some staff, I want to call out Mandy Lomax, our city clerk, has really been working hard on some street grants. You know, the street, we've had some challenges. You know, we've got it designed up, ready to go to do that North Walnut up through the sports complex and the high school, but also East 8th, where it's kind of rough there the first few blocks. But the prices and, of course, the bond rates are just atrocious right now. So we're really turning to kind of some of the federal and state programs to see if we can get some dollars to help bring that into a more of alignment of what our budget is. And so just so people know, we are trying, we're working hard on that, and we'll get something figured out here sooner than later. But that's kind of that takes a lot of legwork, so I appreciate all the effort that she's put into that. But a couple of little small things before we close here is the north of the municipal building. And the municipal building has had some, you know, I would say bang for the buck investment put into it the last couple of years, you know, trying to do it as affordably as we can. But it's an old building. You know, it's 80 years old, but it's a lot of use and can be used a lot. And we've noticed a huge uptick in the events and the different things that are held there. It's kind of what I think is originally intended for. You know, it's a municipal building. It's for everybody. It's for the citizens. And so, you know, parking's always been a challenge through there. So we were able to get a hold of the property just to the north of the building, and not only get it, you know, was able to get it somewhat change the use. You know, it was kind of used for some you know, car parts and different things. So now it's going to be more of a parking lot, and get the fence moved out of there by the tear off park. Kind of get that all looking nice. So just in case you see that, you're like, well, is that going to get cleaned up? Yes, we're in the process of doing that, and it'll be a great addition. It's not going to solve everything, but it'll kind of help ease some of the parking pain through there, because we'll get, you know, I mean, just in the last month, I think I counted up, we had 3 or 4 banquets in there that people want to host things, and the basement meeting room's always used, the gym, and so... So it'll be a nice addition. And then the last thing we're doing right now is we're just in the beginning stages of replacing our water meter radio, or nodes, if you will. So these are the pieces that communicate to our meter reading system. So I've had some challenges with that the last couple of years. And so we're able to get something figured out to get those redone. So if you see some people in the next couple of months, it'll be our people nosing around in your yard and at the meter pit, replace those. That's what's going on. But that'll make that a lot more efficient, because we've had to do a lot of hand reading. Unfortunately, it's one of those that just crashed, and we're going to have to fix it. So we're in the process of doing that. So a lot of activity, a lot of things going on. And of course, there's a lot more we could talk about, but that's kind of the highlights.
Yeah, it seems like you get one project done, it's time for to start another one.
Yeah, it never ends. Right, which is good. It's a challenge, just like anybody's business or anything else. It's it's a continual mode of improvement. So,
well, Jason, thank you for coming in, and we'll talk to you next month.
All right, thank you.